Speaking of the New South Wales government, it's come up with an interesting call today, and this comes via Victor Dominello, who is the minister in the area of fair trading. He's the better regulation minister. You know those expiry dates on gift cards? So someone buys you a gift card for your birthday or for Christmas, and you've got until a certain date to use it, otherwise you lose it. Well, the minister is saying consumers should test that, and they should take the expired gift cards into the retailer and see whether or not they will honour it. We spend about $2.5 billion on gift cards every year, but because of the use-by dates, well, millions of dollars go to waste. Consumers are now being urged to ignore that and to go into the retailer and try and cash in their expired gift card. Apparently, many agree despite the fact that the gift cards have been expired. Rod Stowe, the New South Wales Fair Trading Commissioner, is on the line. Rod, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So a use-by date may not be a use-by date after all?
Well, Fair Trading's experience is we intervene when people complain to us about not being able to redeem gift cards is that a number of businesses will often extend the expiry date out of goodwill. While it is true that in the terms and conditions of an expiry of a gift card or a voucher, there's normally an indication of the expiry, quite frequently we find that people are prepared to make that a bit more flexible.
Okay, there'd be plenty of retailers who would say, hang on a moment, we've entered into a contract here with the consumer. They've purchased it knowing that there's an expiry date, and now the minister's telling us to go and test that.
Well, he is. It is a call to action. And I suppose there's two aspects to it, Ben. In Fair Trading Week, when we try to highlight a particular consumer issue, firstly, we're asking people to find up your gift cards because they have a tendency to lurk at the bottom of our drawers and in our wallets. So we're saying this week, make an effort to redeem those gift cards, ideally within the expiry date. But if they have expired, we're also asking people to politely ask for them to be honoured or extended. And we want people to come back and let us know what their experience is. We've set up a survey on the Fair Trading website, and people can tell us of what their experience is. And the minister's going to be using that evidence to determine whether or not we should go to the ministerial forum perhaps next year and look at whether or not we need to look at the laws being changed. Some years ago, consumer protection ministers did look at this very issue and decided that we should be doing more as consumer agencies to educate consumers about the use of gift cards. Mm. And I think, Ben, we've been doing that for the last few years, and every year Fair Trading gets a couple of hundred complaints for consumers because they've lost hundreds of dollars.
I understand. Are you politely suggesting to retailers that they should be flexible on these things too?
Yeah, look, we think that if they are interested in getting return trade, then they should be looking at doing what they can to assist their clients. And at the end of the day, this money has been paid. There's no doubt about that. Yes, they are within their rights to enforce the terms and conditions, but we're asking for them to be flexible. And as I say, frequently that's what we find when Fair Trading intervenes in these matters. Many businesses are prepared to be flexible in these things.
All right, well, there'd be some people who would have them in the drawer there thinking, oh, well, that thing's dead now, I can't use it. Maybe you can breathe new life into it. Give it a go. Thanks for your time, Commissioner.
Thanks, Ben.
Rod Stowe, the New South Wales Fair Trading Commissioner, joining us on the program. A link to that survey is up on 2GB.com, by the way.